Blog Talk Radio.
Real what you're saying, you know.
Misery loves company. It looks like everybody want to be miserable because they just stay with the same old thing and complain.
Straight up, you know what I mean? Lady Troy, what's happening? Welcome to the show. How you feeling this week?
I'm feeling with my hands, Betty. How you feeling?
You know, we're feeling all good. Feeling good. How's that tooth going? How's that tooth?
Oh, I have to give the dentist props. He was off the chain. He didn't finish the root canal, but I don't feel anything. I thought I was going to be sore and hurting, but as soon as the Novocaine wore off, I didn't feel a thing. I got to go back in a couple of weeks so he can finish it after I take all my antibiotics. That's why he couldn't finish it, but I'm cool. I feel good.
Right on, man. Well, big love to the dentist who handled his business, so you ain't got to go up and then get like, you know what I mean, busting out no windows,
yeah,
talking about your tooth hurt, getting on fire, and talking about, I ain't scared.
I thought I might have had to go Cleveland on him or something, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
Because you know she'll go there.
Go ahead, K-Diddy. What you say, brother?
No, I was just saying. I said, you know, Joy, go there.
Nice hurt.
Yeah, man. So this week, we always get deep up on here. This week we're back. It's not ghetto. It's prolific. It's real what we talk about up on here. Topic, if the ride is over, why are you still trying to get on? You know what I mean? If we ain't together, what you worried about who I'm with for? What am I worried about who you with and what you doing if it's over? You see what I'm saying? If it's over, what you worried about who all on my phone and what am I talking about who you emailing? You know what I mean? Or who was that dude carrying the grocery bags up the step? How I know some dude carrying grocery bags up your steps becomes the question if we over and done. So this week, I'm going to let the lady's point of view lead off. Lady Joy.
Yes.
If the ride is over, why are we still trying to get on?
If the what is, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
The ride, you know what I mean? We're talking about the relationship is done. Why are we still tripping with each other if it's over and done?
Because, you know, you still have those lingering feelings there, so, you know, they don't just dissipate and disappear like that. You know, it takes a minute to get over each other and stuff like that. You know, some people never get over each other. And can you say stalker?
So if that's the truth, we're going to get to the stalker part real soon. We're going to get to the stalker real soon. But if that's the case, if we're not over, what we fighting for then? That's all I'm saying.
Well, I, you know, seem like different people would have different reasons, man, because, you know, you got these families that they so phony and they got this fake pride thing going on, you know what I'm saying? So they want the appearance to look like that to those outside of the immediate household.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you find that shit, I mean, really in a lot of upper high echelons, you know, a lot of successful people in politics, people that are actually executives, you know, they got to play this role for the public. But in reality, they got some dysfunctional stuff going on at home.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
So that's just one instance of being caught up in some madness.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I think we got somebody trying to jump in here. Let's let them up in here. 813, you're on live with Teleplay. Play, what's happening?
Good afternoon, good folks. How are you?
What's happening?
I was just going to say, yeah, I totally agree with both of you guys and also want to say gangs people play with each other and with themselves. Is why they don't get off when it's over.
Well, that's why I kind of brought it up, you know what I mean? Because we try to be deep up on here, and we try to get into some stuff that most folks don't want to talk about, you know what I mean? So, you know, if my car beat up, if I ain't no good to you no more, and if I'm a broke ass, and if I was never a good man, and if I was this, and if I was that, and if I was a two-minute brother, and if I never took care of my kids, and I ain't ish, what you calling me for?
But was it good to you?
That's true.
Because I just want to stay around here and make you miserable.
Oh, so I would have been saying, Diddy, you just want to make me miserable just because, huh? Just because.
Yeah.
You ain't got no reason why you trying to call me at 2 a.m.
Yeah, because see, they ain't happy, so why should you be happy?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm miserable. You know, misery loves company. You know?
Well, I'm going to tell speaking from my own personal experience, I'm not looking for happiness. I'm looking for peace of mind because happiness will come. I need peace of mind. I need you to leave me the hell alone. You understand what I'm saying? That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, I find my happiness. Just give me some peace of mind. I'll take peace of mind every day. And if my car was raggedy, it was a raggedy when it was getting you to work. But now it's raggedy, right?
No. It was always raggedy. She just wasn't telling me she thought it was raggedy.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
See, I don't need you now. So I don't need that raggedy shit no way.
And they don't have to keep their opinions to themselves anymore. They can keep it real now.
That's right. Yeah, just keep it real.
And to the brothers, you know what I mean? If the cooking wasn't that good, what you was it all of you was asking her to cook for that if you knew the cooking wasn't good? If she was a little bit too overweight, what you talking about your new girl skinny for? What you telling her that for? That ain't her business. That sounds like you got some unresolved issues right there to your boy Pretty Tone personally. You know what I mean? ladies and gentlemen, everything that has a beginning has an end. Life in itself has a beginning and an end. When you get on a ride to ride to the other side of the town, when you punch that bus ticket, or when you fill your gas tank up and you start that journey, a journey completes itself at some point. Sometimes along the way, there's some detours, there's some traffic jams, there's some accidents along the way, but the journey gets complete eventually. What you got to realize is where you are in this journey. Can I get an amen?
Yeah.
So, what personally, what's digging all in my brain is if you hate me, how can you love and hate me at the same time?
You heard of love-hate relationships, right?
Well, I need some clarification, because maybe I'm just not the brightest person on the planet. How can you love me and hate me at the same time? Like, I say this all the time. If you take my freedom from me, what the hell are you visiting me for talking about you love me?
Because they love you where you are, man. You understand that?
There's a thin line between love and hate.
I know where you are now. That goes to that control thing. I know where you are now. So I love you over there.
Love is a minute.
Are we really that trivial and immature? Are we really that low down?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If I can't have you, I don't want nobody else to have your ass.
Nobody else can have you.
And then for the brothers. Oh, and then you brothers kill me because, you know, the ladies, you know, ladies always say I ride on them. I'm going to ride on the brothers now. I tell a brother this all the time. If you have children with a woman and y'all going y'all separate ways, what you want to break her down for? Your children going to suffer, dumbass. Nah, nigga, she ain't going to be nothing without me, nigga. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Hello, selfish ass.
Okay.
What about
can
the two kids? When she homeless? When you go over there and bust the windows out and the manager get the tripping and her and the kids get put out, then she still ain't coming because you done pissed her off further.
And that's definitely not good for the kids.
And Tony.
That's all about you, right?
That goes back to,
you, right?
Yes, especially when your philosophy is the games people play with one another. So, yeah, as long as you're going to be playing games with each other, you're going to get all that chaos and drama going on.
And Shanae, what you going on to the brother job paying, tripping for? How you going to pay his child support, Shanae? That didn't occur to you, though, did Shanae, when you were down there talking about he got herpes and all this other stuff you up in the building saying, and his supervisor looking at him like, Darnell, what are you going to do about this, buddy?
And Darnell looking at him like, I don't know what you're going to do about it either.
Wow.
You know? And then she calling you the very next week, where my child support? I don't know, you dumb broad. I'm fired. But last week you wasn't concerned about that, right?
Go get a job.
Everybody need to get one.
You know, it's that vicious repetition thing. You know, she's going to mess up that one for you. But then, you know, 2 minutes later, she's going to be telling you to go get one. She's got all about it. She's messed up that one.
Well, I don't think it was just her, because for one thing, he had to do something other than for her to be doing something.
Yeah, what he did was give her.
Where you go with that single-minded train of thought?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Oh, ladies, yeah, don't be quiet now, you know what I mean? How you going to mess up the brother's job and he got to pay child support is what I'm asking. We'll discuss the rest of it later.
Well, you know, it's like we were saying before, you know, relationships can be kind of tricky, you know what I'm saying? And you can't have a love-hate relationship with someone. You know, I hate you today and I love you tomorrow and all that shit. And that's just how it is. Some people just can't tear themselves away. You know, you've been in the relationship so long with somebody and it's coming to an end. A lot of people just can't, you know, seem to just let go. Like I said, I can't say stalker.
You know what I mean?
There's another cliche you guys aren't looking at either, is don't hate the player, hate the game. So, yeah, somebody can
talk
individual, but hate, you know, the way they carry on and conduct themselves within the relationship.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm also, matter of fact, let me take a pause. Shameless plug time, www.worldmovement.com. Grab a copy of the book Playerology by yours truly, Pretty Tony. Come check us out, see what we got going on. Learn the rules of the game. Player Step Your Game Up is also on there. Yes, now back to the show. Thank you for your time. Now,
yeah, get that in there, Tony.
Then you brothers is another one who killed me. The baby needs diapers, but because you trying to punish her, I ain't buying no damn baby's diapers for the baby. Who you hurting? You hurting the baby, dumbass?
Yeah, but they don't.
She don't wear diapers.
They don't see that. They think if they do something stupid like that, that's going to hurt the mama, which in return, all the mama's going to do is hurt him. Can you say
Tony.
Circle of craziness?
Hey, my mother used to have an adage that if you don't want the cow or the milk anymore, he don't have no use for the calf either, is a lot of these guys' philosophy of life.
Well, you know, it's really hard for some people to just deal with life as it is.
Man, we're trying to get it all started up in here. I'm going to have the music engineer do something real quick for us, but we're going to take the short little musical break. Stick and stay, don't go nowhere. Can a player play live? You know how we do up in here, man.
Mm-hmm.
We talk here. Get at me.
Well, over with.
We never turned our backs on me.
Y'all listening to the words of that there song on Can a Player Play? The man said, I believe you're my downfall. Said, I can't think of nobody else between them thighs. Wow. That's definitely you caught between a rock and a hard place right there, man.
Is that a rock and a warm place? What'd you say?
A rock and a warm. Yeah. Can't get him say that again. A rock and a warm place, huh? Yes, indeed. That's when you talk between a rock and a warm place. Seriously. Dude said, I believe you're my downfall. But I can't picture nobody else between them thighs. Wow.
That's heavy right there, boy. But I remember this prolific writer once wrote something about, was it that NTTP? Was it something like that?
Excuse me, could you say that again? I didn't hear that. What's that?
Wasn't it something like NTTP?
Yes, sir. NTTP. And, you know, that goes two ways. We can, you know, throw it out there where we say never take the Putang too personally. Or you can say never take the
You can't help but
personally.
Take it personally. You can't help but take it personally, especially when you get whooped by it, so.
Woo! Especially when what? Say that again? Say that
like
again?
We just got it like that.
Yo, I got to ask this question. Like, me personally, I'm a brother. I operate, you know, everybody know I'm a knucklehead. But I'm a knucklehead in transition and rehab right now. Thank you so much to Knuckleheads Anonymous for looking out for me. I go to meetings three times a week. K. Diddy is my sponsor. But anyway,
he's
I'm a knucklehead for real. Yeah, no,
well,
he's ahead of the class. He,
oh, okay.
Yeah, see, he teaches us better. He teaches us how to be better. Now,
better knucklehead?
As being a knucklehead, I have certain things about me that I've learned. And if I believe something is my downfall, and I know in my soul that this thing is my downfall, why can't I withdraw from it?
It's like I said, you get pussy whooped and you just can't help yourself. We just got it like that.
I didn't hear that. My phone broke up. Say that again.
Hey, I'm just telling the real, dude, you know.
Hear that part. Could you please repeat? My phone broke up. Could you say that again, please?
I said when you get pussy whooped, you just can't help yourself. We just got it like that. you know? What does the song say? Wait a minute. He said, you're my downfall, but I can't see anybody else between them legs or something like that. Brother is whipped. Okay? No matter how hard he tries to fight it, it ain't going to happen, Captain.
All right. Let's see what 813 got to say. 813, you're on with us again. What's happening?
I was going to say, yeah, that goes both ways. I've seen a lot of women put up with a lot of nonsense for that same reason.
Yep.
So it's not just how women are playing it. Men play it, too.
She done lost her mind. She can't think straight.
It has to do how you market yourself and put it out there and how people respond.
How you market yourself. I like that. It depends on how you market yourself.
Hold on. So, ladies, what I'm gathering from what you're saying, and like I said, I'm not the smartest person. Y'all saying that sometimes a good nut can screw both men and women up?
Folks
would sell their soul, give up their PIN numbers to their ATM cards, turn over the car keys over a good nut? Is that what y'all saying?
It's the beginning of time.
That works both ways.
Okay.
Usually it's the other way, though.
All right, hold on. I think we got another call that I want to join. 882, you're on with us. What's happening?
That's exactly what she's saying. Y'all brothers is pussy whip. That's all I'm gonna say.
Thank you, caller.
Wait, I missed that.
The caller said y'all brothers is pussy whip. That's all she got to say.
Alrighty then.
Women are better at fighting the power than men.
You know, man, it's crazy. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me let a senior statesman speak on this. Somebody who I know got some damn sense. K. Diddy, put your two cents in, my friend.
Please.
I don't know. I guess there are some of those individuals out there. You know, I heard they still finding dinosaur fossils, too. But I personally don't even know any of those guys that fit into that particular category.
That's because they're not going to tell you about it.
Well, the thing is, I don't believe what I'm told anyway. I believe what I see, and if they're in my circle, it don't take long to see that. You know what I'm saying? It does not take long to see what's up. You know, so I don't know. All I can do is tell all the people.
But you might not
want to
see what's up, though. You might not want to see what's up. You might get blinded by what's put in front of you or what's being done to you, and, you know, makes you feel good and all that stuff. You can't see the forest for the pubic hairs. You know?
Maybe they're so busy getting around there, it's spread all over the place, and they just pussy whipped all over the place.
I don't know. I know my Vienna sausage and my potato chips and my hot sauce is getting short, so that's not even an issue.
It's always short, bruh.
Yo.
Not to know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to put this out there. You have to spend a great deal of time and thought about your life. And I know sometimes we don't like to do that because the realities of our life are just so complex. A good friend of mine, shout out to TNA, earlier today she told me, she said, love can be a contradictory thing, and love can be a complicated thing. And I was like, wow. And that kind of falls into what we're talking about right here. Dude said, I'm going to go back and quote this again. You're my downfall, but I can't see nobody else with you. If that ain't contradictory, I don't know what is.
Yeah,
so what, I'm
going
to go to hell with you?
That's what I said, dude. It's pussy whipped, okay? He whipped up. He miserable. And loving it all at the same time.
but I can't see myself loving Misery. You know, I know, first of all, every
Misery
relationship
loves company,
Christmas.
Baby.
You know what I mean? Hold
Haven't
on.
Have you ever heard that? I know you heard
Misery
Loves Company.
I preach it from my pulpit all the time.
Can I get an amen?
Amen. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, matter of fact, you know what? Can I preach for a moment, congregation? Can I get on the pulpit and deliver a sermon, congregation? Can the pastor preach? Yes, I can.
Pass the plate.
We are born with senses. We are born with the capacity to think. We're born with the capacity to understand. And we're born with the capacity to know. Some people aren't, and some people can think more than others. But you have to be able to process things. Because even as a two-year-old child, you have to process the things that are being brought to you. Like the first time, you know what I mean, you feed your baby table food, and then when you take her back the food out the jar, she's like, Most of us know what misery and heartache feel like. Most of us know that at some point in every relationship, it ain't going to be Christmas every day. So when you get into the rough patches in the relationship, you have to start truly evaluating. Is this relationship worth what I'm going through? Is this relationship worth the negativity, the anxiety, insecurity, and all the other isms, schisms that come along with it? And it's
well,
at
you
the
know,
end
Tony,
of the day. Go ahead.
You know, Tony, it's like I said earlier, some people just get so caught up in the other person, and they know it's a toxic relationship, but for some people, it's just really hard for them to get out of that. I think it has to do with low self-esteem. You know, if he leaves me, nobody else is going to want me, you know. And you know this is not good for you, but you just can't tear yourself away. You know, you get
another thing,
you get hung up and all of that.
Another thing is a lot of people don't have anything to compare it to. Some people have only known misery. They don't even have an understanding of what is happiness. You know, you got to know happiness to be able to appreciate it.
Oh, wow. Please, say that again. Put that out there.
Yeah, say that again.
I said some people have no idea what happiness is. If they've only known misery their whole life, you got to know happiness to appreciate it.
Lord have mercy.
That's why so many people continue to stay in it. That's all they've been surrounded by.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
So that's like they just caught up in a dysfunctional relationship from the giddy up, is what you're saying.
Yeah, and they probably came from a dysfunctional relationship. That's all they had anything
that's
to measure against. That's how they got into the dysfunctional situation in the first place, because they didn't know to accept better or demand better for themselves.
And then, you know, you have these women out here that like to have these bad boy relationships. And most of the women have had a bad boy in their lives, you know.
Okay, hold up. I like bad boys myself, but a bad boy has feelings too, and they can show a lot of sensitivity and love. Just because they're a bad boy in the street don't mean they bring it home necessarily.
That's true.
A thug needs love too.
That's so true, Passion, and I agree wholeheartedly with you. But there are the ones that bring it home, you know, he could be a bad boy in a suit, you know, he could be a bad boy in a suit and just have his moments, you know what I'm saying, or a bad girl, you know, toxic relationships are toxic relationships, you know, it's like you get caught up and it might be all you know, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm about to get into this
right now because I'm glad you ladies brought that up because I'm going to ride on the brothers in a minute. But for right now, I'm on y'all. I've seen women have good relationships with good men. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, they're attracted to the bad boy, the thug, whatever it is they're attracted to. But they get a good man. They've been hollering and screaming their whole life they want a good man. All of this, right? They get a good brother, but because he's from a different mold, they don't know how to quite figure him. But instead of trying to appreciate this newness and this goodness that's trying to flow into their life, they abuse, misuse, and still got Junebug down the block because Junebug got that dick down to his knee and the brother probably working with an average dick. You understand what I'm saying? You messed the good relationship up.
But Tony, that just goes back to what we were saying a minute ago. You get caught up, you know, and yeah, the sex can be good and it can just really jack you up. And so that's all some people know. You know, well, the dick is good. He ain't shit, but the dick is good.
And I think there's a misnomer about good guy, you know, fairy girls don't like good guys. Women want men, and a man's got to have a spine to be, you know, defined as a true man. So you got some good guys that are, as you call, Danny Doormat. Danny Doormat needs a spine. He can be a good guy. Just have a spine about yourself. Be able to represent. Let a woman know, hey, this man has got my back, or he's going to look out for me. Don't make her think that she's wearing the pants. There's a difference.
Okay. Okay, I can appreciate that. So what you're saying is if you walk in down the street and some brothers hollering at you, you want your man to be like, nah, this mine right here. You don't want to die, honey. Hold your head down and keep walking straight, hon. Let's go.
That's right.
I want one, yeah. That's there and represents itself as a man. Yeah, there's a difference. You can still be decent. I demand to be respected, too, by a man in my life, but they need to be able to be a man about themselves, and it don't mean disrespecting women, but it means taking care of you and yours.
That's right.
Okay, and now I'm going to ride on the brothers for a minute. Some of you knucklehead brothers out there, y'all get a good woman, but because she's a little plump, she's a little overweight, she ain't supposedly a dime piece, but she got a good heart. She holds you down on every accord that you need to be held down, but because she name down the block, got an apple bottom and a flat stomach, you mess up this good relationship who's giving you children, who's giving you comfort and nurturing and loved you unconditionally, even when your damn jaw had skid marks in it. She never complained that you down the block messing with Shanae, the eye candy, who everybody else on the block hitting and is willing to leave your family and your good environment to go be around Shanae, knowing Shanae a hoodie. What the hell is wrong with you brothers, man?
Lust.
Simple.
Lust. That's what it's about.
But
lust.
Look, I'm going to tell y'all something. We're going to do this. I'm going to let John Legend say it for me. Hold on. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
I don't want to be what you want me to be. So when I call, you're just yelling at me. I'm sorry, it's my fault. It's over. Mind a question why I keep calling. I guess I'm just used to getting my way. I'm spoiled. I don't wanna be what you want me to be. So when I call, you're just yelling at me. I'm sorry, it's my fault. Oh, the clothes I bought, you can still wear. Call it.
strange enough. So you gotta know sharing this with you is painful. Shorty be over, newsflash, shorty, we over. We like Def Jam and Hova. We like Bobby and Whitney, except without the kitties. And career, except without the titties. We had some good times, didn't we? I know I won't forget that. But we had some bad times, and that's the time I wish I could get back. We could have had it all, but I guess we'll never know.
Can a player play? 2:30 every Sunday. My man John Legend said it. Man, damn. I don't know what other language I can put it to y'all. If it's over, it's over. Now, I understand still being friends if we have that kind of mature relationship where, you know what I mean, we've gone our separate ways. We've moved on with our life, but we got kids to talk about or something, and we're trying to be grown about it. Ain't nobody talking about that. Ain't nobody talking about maintaining an amicable social behavior towards each other, where I'm polite when I call your home, you're polite when I call my home if the kids are around, and we keep it moving. You understand what I'm saying? But what we're talking about is when the relationship is completely over and you still calling me, tripping, talking about I ain't ish, you hate me, you don't like me, you know what I mean, my dick was too small anyway. Or I'm calling you, talking about you done got too fat, you know what I mean? You wasn't never nothing, you smell like corn feet. You know what I mean? These are the things we're talking about today. If it's always over, what are we going through all that for? You know what I mean? What are we going through all the shenanigans for if we're over? You know what I mean? That's what we're talking about today.
Yeah, they love you, but they don't even really know how to show you love. You know what I'm saying? Because that to me,
that's
like...
You so deep. Say that again.
Love. I mean, that's a sixth sense of love. How could you love somebody and want to hurt them? How could you love them and want them to do bad? How could you love them and want them to do without? How could you? Just how could you?
Well, it's like we say, it goes back to what we said earlier. Some people don't know any better. They think because they you know, be like that. That's the only thing that they know. I am loving you. I can't stand your ass, but I love you. You know, that's all some people know. They've probably never been in a decent relationship, so they can't recognize, you know, what is and what isn't.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something, man. My significant other, I view her as an asset. You know what I mean? And here go what I got the name Pretty Tony. It might come off pimpish, but it's not. This is reality. Your better half or your significant other is an asset to you, not a liability. Why would you want to destroy an asset? You feel me? Especially if we have kids together. If we ain't got nothing together, we're supposed to break and go our separate ways. And every once in a while, as friends, we can call and say hello and keep it moving if we choose to. But you don't want to destroy an asset. And I'm kind of sticking to the side of the fence today that's talking about if we have kids, if we have business together where we got to be social to each other, why would I want to destroy you? Why would you want to destroy me? Because that's basically destroying something that you once cared for. You're destroying the parent of your child, and guess who's going to suffer? The damn child. For all of you little ignorant Negroes and women out there, y'all need to listen to your boy Pretty Tone. Get over yourself. You understand what I'm saying? What are we all going through this childish stuff for? You know what I mean? You stalking me. I'm stalking you. What the hell? I thought I was an ish. You know what I mean? A year and a half later,
yeah,
you leave me voicemail.
It's like you ain't shit, but you might ain't shit. You know? Like, you ain't shit. I can't stand you, but you might ain't shit. If I can't have you, can't nobody else have you either. Now.
Why? Well, if that's the case, why are we apart then? You say I ain't shit, what you bothering me for? If I ain't
because
shit,
I
what
can't.
You bothering me for?
Because I can't, that's why.
You, if my dick couldn't satisfy you, what you tripping off is for wondering who is it going up in? You know what I mean? If the coochie wasn't that good to you, what you tripping who doing whatever to it for? If it wasn't that good to you. That's all your boy Pretty Tone asking. What you got to play these games for? So here go the philosophical note in the show once again. That which has a beginning must have an end. That is just the nature of life.
Yeah, well, hopefully that
and, you know,
ending be amicable and there's no police involved, no guns, you know? Like I said, can you say stalker?
Yo, I'm going to tell you something, man. I understand stalking. I understand emotion. I'm not heartless. Like I said, maybe I grew up, you know what I mean? I did grow up around pimps. I can't front. So, but maybe that gave me a different trend of thought where I understand that certain things a man or a woman don't need to engage in because it's leading us down the path of destruction. I personally don't want to destroy nobody. If me and you over, what am I busting out your windows for? What am I coming down to your job tripping for? What am I seeing your significant other in the street talking shit for? Talking about, yeah, oh, coochie was and all that anyway. What?
Yeah, but still be all up in it.
No. I love you. I love you.
You're
still
trying to get it.
I loved you all the time. We was together, but now we ain't together, so now I'm a bad mouth for you, you know what I mean?
Hold on.
813, you back on with us. What's good?
I was going to say, a lot of times what happens is people rush into the sexual aspect of the relationship before they ever establish trust or boundary issues. And so the whole relationship is predicated on the sexual relationship. And once that's over, they don't have much to hold them together. So it becomes individual type of relationship then where they don't care anything about you. They probably didn't even feel anything about you other than, you know, the sexual experience. And that's why we have to, you know, develop something with people beyond just the sex and preferably before the sex.
Yo, I'm going to tell you something, man, I'm going to keep it also 100 with you. Your boy Pretty Phone giving you all game. You understand what I'm saying? And don't worry, I'm going to be offering seminars and sessions later on this year for all you squares, for all you wannabe players, the pimps, everybody, y'all need to come to my class so I can educate y'all on certain things. the end all and be all of your relationship should not be defined by that which is between your legs. You figure, tell me? You got to come at me on a whole different page when you're coming at me. You can't come at me talking about your coochie and all that. That don't mean nothing to me. That don't move me. I need to know how you can care for me, and I need to know how I can care for you. We got to get beyond that to understand certain things about ourselves, because if the end all and be all of our relationship is that nut that I'm going to get, then basically you a one-night stand, another notch on a player's belt. You feel me? It goes beyond that, man. It goes so far beyond that. But a lot of y'all, like the lady so eloquently put it earlier, grew up in dysfunctional relationships. So you're now in a dysfunctional situation. You understand? You don't know who you are, and you don't know who the next person is into. You get in too quick. You let the physical suck you in fast because she gave you that bomb-ass coochie in that head Monday. By Friday, you done moved her in. She hanging up pictures and shit in the apartment, and you forgot to say, I'll find out, you know what I mean, how her breath smell in the morning.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Hold on. I'm going to let somebody else up in here, man. Hold on. Let 310 up in this piece. Hold on. We're going to let, hold on, 310. We see you. 310, 505. Woo! What's good? Hello? 310, you're on live with Can the Player Play. Yeah, we lost him. 310, I'm going to try one more time. You there? All right, get back to us. We're going to holler at you in a minute. I'm going to get back on the pulpit again. You understand what I'm saying? Now, y'all laugh when I said it. You know what I mean? Y'all laugh when I just said it. Maybe you ain't going to like the way her breath smell in the morning, or she ain't going to like the way your breath smell. Can you stand the sound of their voice when they whining and complaining and nagging beyond the sex when y'all caught up in this relationship? But trust me. Certain voices cut to your heart and soul when they're getting on your nerves. Then you get to plotting like, how can I take them out? How can I take them out?
And get away with it.
You know what I mean? So, and get away with it. So you got to understand that everybody comes into a relationship with baggage. So after we bust a couple great nuts and after the physical is all there, what's the baggage they dragging in with them? Because trust me, ain't nobody coming into no relationship perfect.
Empty-handed.
Straight up, ain't nobody coming in empty-handed like, oh, my life has just been so perfect, and we're going to be perfectly blissful together. You understand what I'm saying? Your boy like me, I come in with items because of the neck of the woods that I come from. I come with items based on the life that I've lived, on certain knowledge that I have, and I don't go for the Willy Bobo. While another brother goes for the Willy Bobo. Do I met Danny? Yes, dear. Huh? What did you say, dear? No, I'll do that. How high you want me to jump there? What color shirt you want me to put on? You can't tell a nigga like Tony nothing like that. Last I checked, my mama pushed me out alone.
Okay.
Then now, for you brothers out there who consistently always trying to just overbearing everything in certain aspects of a woman's life when she's with you, you got to stand up and be a man because you're wearing the pants. But there are other aspects you got to fall back and let her do her and understand who and what she is before you get caught up in a relationship, because after the first couple months, when you truly see who she is, you might not like her beyond the sex, dog. She might really just be a booty call. And for you ladies who have gone find a dick that finally makes you scream and you done moved the dick in and given the dick to your car while you're at work and telling him the damn pin to your codes to your ATM, then you're wondering why all your checks bouncing. Blame it on the dick. So the dick got you dickmatized and you don't know whether you're coming or you're going, but mysteriously, when you met him, you had 10 G's in the bank. Now, 90 days later, you got $9.99.
what you call that, Tony? Dickmatized.
Oh, that chicken
he
guy.
He was
now digmatized.
Yo, Samuel Cabrera, I hear you get up on the line. No respect. Washington, D.C., Little Devon. I like your boy, man. Anyway, that was a Jamaican moment. Yeah, you're digmatized. You're completely lost now. You're sitting up whining to your homegirls. You're sitting up whining to your homeboys, wondering, what am I going to do? What you mean what you going to do? But the dick's so good, well, go on and go bankrupt then. Be a damn fool on your own accord. And for you brothers, once again, get the book, www.worldmovement.com, Playerology. Get a copy of the book. Y'all got a lot to learn. If you are on a Red Lobster budget, a McDonald's budget, a Burger King budget, please do not shrine on to the disguise that you can afford Wolfgang Puck.
And Vine sausage, man, they taste real good when they barbecue.
Okay, let me go on and put KBD up on it, too. So for the Vienna sausage, if you want a Vienna sausage budget, please don't act like you can afford gourmet sausages, man. You know what I mean? Yo, what's up to my Miami folks? I see y'all hitting me up, so let me go and shout y'all out. What's good, my Miami family? What's happening? Little Mama and the big bro down there, Tanika, Denise Poo and all them. Hello, I see y'all. How y'all doing? Your boy love you. You know what I mean? To my Twitter folks, I see all of y'all hollering at me. What's good? I love y'all too. And it is church up in here today because I'm standing on the pulpit on some real ish, man. Come in for who you are. If somebody can't appreciate you for who you are, you don't need them because there's only so long you can front, straight up. You understand what I'm saying? If you come in buying this girl $600 Manolos and, you know what I mean, and Vera Wangs and stuff, that's what she expects. So the moment you can't do that, she looking at you like, huh? Well, I thought you had it, Daddy.
You did it before.
Thank you. So if you are a Payless budget, but I'm a Payless kind of guy. That's what I'm bringing to you. Now, you're going to get a couple doors shut in your face, but at least at least you can be real.
Well, don't start
it is
out
what
if
it
you
is.
Can't. Don't start it out if you can't keep it up.
Straight up, man. You know what I mean?
Man.
Not your banker.
Hey, man, JoJo in the chat room got a question.
Well, let it go. What's happening?
He said if he was with his woman for the past 15 years and she's been gained weight over those years, but he loved her nevertheless. You know, it's never been an issue with her weight for him, but it's always been an issue with her because she started becoming self-esteem, started tripping, you know. And with that, she constantly accused him of looking at other people. But that was not his desire, attention, or design. But because of other issues with her, she constantly made his life miserable. So he don't want to leave her, but he can't stay. So what should he do?
Oh, JoJo, your boy Pretty Tony got you. Your boy Pretty Tony got you. Because I'm about to piss some people off right now. Because you're not me and I'm not you, but I'm going to tell you what Pretty Tony would do. Your issues
tell
are it. Your own. Hold on. This is for JoJo. You tell that woman your issues are your own. They ain't mine. And until you catch me cheating, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to be talking about it. If you're not happy with yourself, you see, too many of y'all brothers ain't got no balls. Straight up. Y'all need to grab hold of y'all balls and say the things that need to be said. Ain't none of us perfect, man. None of us. But if I know for a fact that I love you, and if I know for a fact that I'm doing right by you, if I know for a fact that I ain't straight nowhere and you keep bringing it up, I got to throw it back in your face because now you're insulting me, and you're insulting my intelligence, and you're insulting the love that I have for you. You understand what I'm saying? If you're not happy with yourself, do something about it. And if you can't do something about it, let me help you. But too many of y'all got too much pride. You won't let me help you. If you can't handle it, step up and say, I can't handle it, babe. I need you to motivate me. And I'll be like, you know what? Let's take a little short walk together. We start with baby steps and see how far we go. But you can't keep throwing out all up in a nigga face. This and that. No, that's your insecurities. Keep that crap to yourself. I got my own demons that I'm dealing with. I damn sure ain't carrying yours.
Well.
That was my free public service announcement brought to you by the people of www.worldmovement.com. Lady Joy, you're kind of quiet. You got anything you'd say to JoJo?
I concur with what you're saying. You know, you have to step up. You know, if she's making you miserable, you don't want to leave her, but you can't stay. But JoJo, look, you got to look out for yourself too. If it ain't working, it's not working. If she's got self-esteem issues, that's something that she's going to have to work out. You love her, you tell her you love her. She feels inadequate because of her weight. Well, she will have to do something about that. You know, like Tony said, work with her. You know, go for a walk, join a gym. You know, and if she want to just sit up and eat and be miserable, that's on her. You know, misery loves company, but you got to look out for your well-being too. And staying in a jacked-up-ass relationship with somebody is not good for anyone.
And on that note, we're going to take a short musical break. Records in the building. What you want to say, KD? Go ahead.
Let me pick this one right here.
Gentlemen, I apologize for that blog talk. Be tripping.
Block Talk be tripping. Both of those songs sound much better than that, but they keep skipping and jumping, and I'm going to blame it all on the switchboard for that. You know what I mean? But if you want to check it out, the song you just heard is by Breeze Deverment. It's on the compilation album West Coast Bangers, available at www.worldmovement.com. That's all a Blog Talk thing right there. That ain't had nothing to do with us. Hey, Diddy, where you at?
I'm right here, boy. I mean, that's terrible. But anyway, you know, we can't do nothing about technical issues. But all our products are available at worldmovement.com, and you can get them at our other website at http://worldmovementrecords.name.com to get all the new stuff. Feel a deal?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, because it's definitely a West Coast World Movement thing. Yo, we back, man. Can I play a play? We're talking about if the ride is over, why are you still trying to get on? We've been examining all the pros and the cons, and we're looking at things from different angles. You know what I mean? TNA, shout out to my folks, Kay. Like I said earlier, she gave me a real deep statement. She said, love is not only contradictory, it can also be very complicated. And it truly is. But at the same time, simplicity is the very essence of life. And if you simplify that which is around you, and I know where you're coming from, and you know where I'm coming from, we can work through some things because we got to communicate. We got to talk. We got to talk about the things we're comfortable with, and we have to talk about the uncomfortable stuff. One thing about your boy Pretty Phone, I throw it out there, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, I just get it over with because there's only so much a man or a woman can carry. You feel me?
Yep. I feel you.
And if I'm staring at you every day and you staring at me every day and we trying not to discuss the things that are going on with us, at some point it's all going to blow up in our face at some point. Why should we go through all that? It don't need to blow up. We need to sit down and talk about the good stuff and talk about the fucked up shit at the same time. Let's see if we can work through this. And I'm going to tell you something. The defining moments in relationships don't come when everything is peaches and creams and it's Christmas. The defining moments of a relationship is when things are at the bottom of the barrel and we truly see each other stripped down of everything and we see where we at and what we're doing. That's what defines a relationship, when it either makes it or breaks it. You feel what I'm saying? And that's some real ish for you right there, your boy Pretty Tone giving you. I'm giving you this talk. Because when you hear the name kind of play, you probably misinterpret what we're talking about. We're talking about playing the game of life. Everything in life, you got to know the rules. You know what I mean? You can't just go running your ass on a basketball court if you don't know the rules. You can't go play no football if you don't know the rules, a chess game. You know what I mean? You can't go up in court and talk to the judge if you don't know what's going on. That's why you got to get an attorney. An attorney knows the rules. So the rules of the relationship is I'm going to give you some deep shit. I tell y'all all the time on here, I'm ghetto, but I'm prolific. The defining moments of a relationship are reflected in the rough times when things
preach
ain't going
well. Preach it.
Thank you. I'm on the pulpit. You realize the preach of it.
Yeah.
Yes, I want to send. With the church has a public service announcement. Sister Jones, your Lexus is blocking the handicap section, and you don't have your sticker hanging up. Please remove your car.
No, that sticker expired 6 months ago.
Now,
renew it or move it.
That's right. Renew your damn handicap sticker or move it, Sister Jones. I know you're an elder in the church and all. But
yeah,
please.
Quit playing. We see you with your sunny boat meeting hat on.
And by the way, you know what? I need to announce that y'all donations have been slacking for the assets fund. Diddy, please tell them where to send the donations. Because what we call you? You're the treasurer of the church. Where do donations need to be sent to?
You need to send the donations to 4080 Paradise Road and make about the LK Diddy, and we will send you a piece of holy candy.
There you go. Yeah, player candy. This is the player church. We will send you some player candy that will put the gift of gab in your mouth.
Woo, mama light, mama light.
We'll even put the stiff. We'll even put the stiff in your lip.
And if you do it today, and if you do it today, you can receive a touch from God. Or either that, or you send it tomorrow, you'll be touched by angel.
Stop for church folks get to getting us. Y'all need to quit right now.
I'll even send some of my private stock and my barbecue Vienna sausage.
Jeez, here we go. That comes with the package deal. Okay, you can get it. If you call in right now, you can receive a touch from God. And if you call in a little bit later, you can get a touch by an angel.
We gonna lay hands on you. I'm gonna lay hands in a private session on you.
Woo!
You're having marital problems. Pastor Pretty Tony will lay hands on your wife for you.
Okay.
But Pretty Tony, can you lay hands on me? My name is Anastasia. My man, he ain't got no penis, baby. And I'm thinking about sucking on his brother Wood. So you need to definitely lay hands on me.
Uh-oh, look out. And we all heard that. Can we get an amen from some bate?
Oh, you know what? Y'all foul. I swear y'all foul. But anyway, back to the message we're trying to send. Like I said, your relationship is
Tony,
fine.
Tony, God loves us all, and he knows what's in our heart. Okay, so
yes, he does.
You know, it's all about in good fun, loving God, loving each other. You know, we ain't making light of the Lord. He knows that. He has a sense of humor. Look at some of these people walking around.
Straight up. And first of all, the first person you got to love before you love anything else on this planet is yourself.
That's right.
I preach that every day. I teach that every day. Whether you're fat, whether you're skinny, tall, ugly, blonde, brunette, nappy hair, you got a 2-inch dick, your titties one bigger than the other, whatever it is that you got, whatever your imperfections, whatever your flaws, you've got to love yourself before anybody else can love you, because life is not perfect. And whoever sold you that load of bullshit about life is perfect sent you up the river on some bullshit to let Pretty Tony pull you over to the banks and give you this game and give you this knowledge. Love yourself. Don't ever let nobody take yourself from you, because you is all you got. You feel me?
Wow. Well.
So now, misery has been your friend. Misery is the company that you have kept. Misery and the dysfunctional shit around you is what you know. I'm bringing some light to your darkness today for you to understand that misery don't have to be your fair weather friend. Misery don't have to be your bedroom companion. Misery don't have to be along with you in the car unless you choose to bring misery ass along for the ride. Kick misery ass up out the car. Kick misery out the bedroom. Kick misery out your damn life, because the sun's shining, baby.
You know your misery's gonna shout.
That's right. And if
love yourself.
Searching for. If a rainbow
love
is
yourself.
What you're searching for in this life. Without rain, there can't be no rainbow. So you got to go through the rain in order to get to the beautiful rainbow.
Oh, I got one for you, Tony.
Go ahead.
I got one for you. Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about dancing in the rain, baby.
Say that to you, Mama.
There you go.
I will repeat myself. Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about dancing in the rain.
Right.
All righty, then.
But don't get struck by lightning with your dumb ass trying to hold a metal umbrella out there and shit, man. You know what I mean? Now,
I see she wasn't even talking about using no umbrella.
Okay.
And don't be barbecuing no damn Vienna sausages in the rain either.
Okay. You really get struck by lightning then.
You know what I mean?
You ain't got a penis so big, you got stretch marks on it.
Say that again, we missed that.
That's TNA tripping up in the physical control room.
I said a man got a penis so big, he got stretch marks on it.
Okay. All righty then.
Damn. Are you sure he didn't have four legs?
Let us hope not.
Hey, if your dick that big, when it get hard, it'll take all the blood out your head, you're going to pass up.
And so will the person sitting next to you.
You know what I mean? I'm being real because in order for your dick to get hard, the blood got to go down there and stiffen it up, right? So if your dick big and it got stiffened, you're going to be sucking up everything all out your head, you're going to pass out. So, you know, there's some people who would say that's a gift, but the person having a dick like that would probably say it's a curse. Because what use is your dick if you pass out?
And I'm usually not scared of anything, but I'd be scared of that. Okay? I'd be like, get the hell away from me.
JoJo said the problem with that is you do lose your balance on occasions.
Sure. Not just your balance, your eyesight, you can't hear no more. You have no sense of smell, none of that.
And so see, we talk about that. It's sort of like somebody with some 64 double Ds. If you have people with 64 double Ds, if they want them, they're going to tell you, no, they got back pains. Every day they got to get up with back pains.
You could throw those things over your shoulder and they'll still be dragging on the ground.
Y'all wrong. Now, y'all wrong. I like 64
what?
Double Ds. I like 64 double D's.
Sausage?
Yeah. Y'all wrong. I like 64 double D's.
Man,
oh, but you don't give a damn about her back pain, right? You don't give a damn that she hurt every day she get up.
No,
so
just
she got to carry them like two watermelons.
Exercise.
Just so long as she can wrap them around his head, and I'm talking about the one on his neck, he's all right. Okay.
Exercise.
Hey, Diddy, what the hell exercise got to do with 64 double D's? You could exercise till the cough come home, then you're going to hurt.
Can you say reduction?
Only a breath reduction going to help that, brother.
Oh, I don't know. I ain't never had them, so I don't know.
So how you know you like them then?
Oh, wow. Wasn't that an intelligent question?
Yeah, you get smothered up in them bad boys and can't see daylight, then you might have a different opinion.
Yeah, you know, like my man said, when you start finding sandwiches and shit up under there, you know,
okay.
I guess you're all right.
Yeah, half-eaten turkeys and shit, okay?
Yeah, you're all right.
Y'all silly.
No, you find a bicycle up in that bad boy, okay? Somebody in a roll up in there and got lost.
It's under my last boyfriend.
Y'all still up in here today?
Yo, it's Sunday, we can do that.
We're coming down to the last couple minutes of the show, and we're just having a little bit of fun. But for everybody who's going to listen to the archives, or everybody that's tuned in live, to my familia from Washington, D.C., down to Miami, to all the Twitter folks, the Facebook folks, our Cali folks, our New York folks. We love all of y'all that tune in to us, man. But understand something when I tell you this, man. Even though we up on here having fun, learn something from what we say. Ghetto, but we prolific. And K. Diddy gonna say he always prolific. But that's because he's full of, I'm gonna leave that alone.
The end of sausages and potato chips and hot sauce.
Don't forget the pickles. Don't forget the pickles. Don't forget the pickles.
Yeah, and that too.
Love yourself.
Yeah, I don't know.
Love yourself.
Can't love me if you don't love. Can't love me if you don't love you.
Straight up. Straight up. And you can't let nobody ever take that from you. Stay in your damn lane. Play your damn position. Become the best at it. Or you're gonna have somebody else playing it for you. If you don't know who you are, somebody is going to come along and try to tell you who you are. You understand what I'm saying? And though you may not look like a fashion model, though you may not have six packs, though you may not have wavy hair, you're not 6 foot tall, whatever it is that it is, you are not. Still be the best you that you can be.
That's
you
right.
Feel me?
Absolutely.
You got to make the best of this vacation. You didn't come here for long. Life on this planet is a vacation. You ain't going to be here for that long. So why would you spend your life being miserable? Why would you spend your life letting somebody else dictate who, what, where, and when you are? You got to be accounted for. Be the best you that you can be. And like I say in the book, player, step your game up. Don't get pissed on and told you're raining. You feel me?
We feel you, bro.
That's what life is about. Can a player play 2:30 every Sunday? Pretty Tone, Lady Joy, J. Diddy, www.worldmovement.com in the building. Lady Joy, tell the good folks where they can catch you at.
You can catch me on Facebook. Hit me up because I love all my Twitter folks. I love my chat room. And I definitely love my Facebook family. So hit me up, Joy LaShawn, on Facebook. That's JoyLaShawn. Waiting to hear from you.
K. Diddy, where can the good folks find the infamous K. Diddy at?
www.worldmovement.com, LamontaWorldMovement.com, http://worldmovementrecords.ning.com. Yes, absolutely. You can just Google me. hey, Google me. You know what I'm saying? Come check out. You know, come get player, step your game up. Playology, Coast Bangers. Shoot, come get it all. It's available for download. Amazon.com, iTunes, CD Baby, Rhapsody.com. Any other dot coms I left out?
You're talking too fast. I'm trying to write all this down.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just say, well, just go to worldmovement.com. You know what I'm saying? You can start right there. All right. That's me.
Yo, check it out. And as usual, you know what I mean? I'm a legend in my own damn mind. It don't matter what nobody else thinks. I'm legendary. I've been sick like that since I was a child. It don't matter to me. Google your boy. I'm everywhere you think I need to be. And if you can't find me, come through and holler at me at the show. And if you still can't find me, holler at me on Twitter. It's called Selassie I Son, SelassieSon. Holler at your boy on Twitter. Pretty Tone. Keep up with me. Get at me on Facebook. You know what I mean? Google your boy. I'm world famous, man. International player in the house. You know what I mean? I'm giving you this game, and I'm trying to sell it to you lames. You know what I mean? The game ain't for free. You got to pay me a small fee. Buy my books, y'all. www.worldmovement.com. The new book coming out. Support your boy. You know what I mean? I don't want to be famous no more. I need
we
to be famous.
You.
And I'm going to let the engineer take me out with some tunes. Once again, my familia. Thank you so much for loving me. I love you.
I'm through talking, so I'ma let you face and let ye do ye. Like this.